Ghostly Talk! Broadcasting from the world-famous Haunted Winery here in Warren, Michigan, this is Ghostly Talk on October 12th, 2008. Ghostly Talk is independently produced every Sunday night from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time to converse about all things paranormal. For more info, go to www.ghostlytalk.com. Tonight, we're going to start off with a direct voice communication discussion with Carly Rose. Then, we'll talk with independent scholar of the Sacred Famine, Karen Tate.
Famine, feminine.
Oh, I...
Sacred Famine?
Sacred Famine. Where did that come from, anyway? I want to hear all about the Sacred Famine.
Yeah, no
and
kidding.
The
I want to hear about that, too.
Sacred Feminine. Finally, we are dreaming the pyramid with Stephanie Watsony.
Stefan Watsony. That's all right. You didn't know that.
Thousand today. That's okay.
That's all right. No,
I am like the best mood ever.
You are?
Yeah. You see, tomorrow is Thanksgiving in Canada.
And you celebrated this weekend.
So our brothers to the, east and north of us and south of us here in Detroit. There's a little teeny bit of Canada south of Detroit. And
yeah.
That's where I went, actually.
Yeah.
Yesterday. And I had a Thanksgiving... Not traditional by the United States standards.
Yeah.
But we had a Thanksgiving celebration.
No kidding.
We had to call it, what was it? Hallowgiving. Because, you see, even though there is Thanksgiving in Canada,
mm-hmm.
it's not quite the same as here. Like, there's no pilgrims or anything in Canada. So, so it's like all Halloween decorations.
Well, that's cool, Thanksgiving.
Yeah, so we called it, you know, Hallowgiving.
No kidding.
Because it was a Thanksgiving dinner.
And is this an actual like holiday, or is it just like how they did it?
It's an actual, it's like a bank holiday and everything.
You're kidding me.
But they don't put up, like, decorations for it.
Really?
Which is really interesting, because here, you know, I mean, there's all the Halloween decorations, and then they clear those out, and then they put up the Thanksgiving decorations, and
yeah.
then they clear those out, and then they put up the Christmas decorations, then they clear
so
those out.
So it's more busy. It's even more busy that time.
And then we work for several months in order to, you know, pay Uncle Sam our taxes, and then and then it's back to
well, ain't that
year.
Much different
yeah.
than America. Jeez, I mean, yeah, the tax thing at least. Yeah, a lot of things going on tonight, though, actually.
Yeah.
Let's get into that. There's something new we're going to be doing tonight, and we're going to start doing this. I really want to get this out. I'm sorry.
First of all, I'm sorry, Karen and Steph.
Karen Tate, you did Sacred Famine.
Yes, instead of Sacred
Stefan Watsony is how you pronounce his name. You didn't know that. You just kind of came
Watsony.
In here cold and just did that. No big deal. It's all right.
Yeah.
But what we're going
to
be doing
but
tonight.
I can't
though,
wait to talk to them.
Yeah. It's going to be a fun night. This is a really going to be.
It's going to be excellent.
Because we're going to be talking. We haven't talked about the Great Pyramid in a really long time.
It's been too long.
And yeah, it's something I really wish. I think is booking this show a lot, doing a lot of the booking. I want to start booking more stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because it's really super interesting. And those who've been listening to the show for a while know that, you know, at least myself, and I know you got an interest in it.
So, oh, yeah.
I'm really big into the Great Pyramid. It's something I really wish I could study more if I had the time. But it's something I really, really, really am looking forward to talking to Stefan about later on. One thing we're going to be doing tonight And rest of the night, because we have a ton of stuff here, right?
Right.
People send us stuff all the time, you know, books and whatnot, which we really appreciate. We check them out, and, you know, there's the people that are future guests who've been on the show, whatever, you know, stuff like that. And a lot of them say, hey, look, if you just want to give this thing away, right, you know, as a contest or something like that, feel free. So we got, you know, it's been something, you know, we've been working on, you know, incorporating it into the show. And I want to start rolling it out this week. This,
cool.
Like every week, what I want to do is I just want to give away a book or something. You know,
I like that
something,
plan.
A book or books or something like that. And we're going to approach it the same way we were doing the Mid-South tickets last month. It's going to be first caller. Sometime during the show, I'm going to say, okay, you call in. You know, we'll wait for you to call in or whatever, how we're going to do it. And first person to call in.
I think it would be more interesting just to do email.
You what, email?
Yeah, like we'll pick a time and we'll announce it on the show, and then the first person to email. It doesn't matter then if it happens at midnight or some. That way, people who listen to the podcast can also win. I mean,
that's a good point.
I don't know, you know, because there's a lot of live.
Well, why don't we try this tonight? Let's just try with the phone
right.
Tonight, okay? And then we'll get a plan. Maybe we'll do two things. I don't know. You know, how we could do that.
Okay.
But it would be kind of nice to get the people involved who listen to the show via podcast who can't listen live so they can get a chance at this, too. You're right. And it's kind of excluding them.
Yeah, because email is time-stamped. So, you know, I mean, you can always check the timestamp and see who was first.
Yeah,
I mean,
you're right.
You know, it does sort it by timestamp in the inbox. But, you know, you can look and say, oh, yeah, it was like 3 seconds before, you know, that kind of thing.
I mean, you lost by 3 seconds. Sorry,
yeah,
deal with
yeah.
it. Tonight we'll do just the phone thing tonight. Yeah, let's work.
I like that.
We'll work something out with the email stuff also, or maybe chat room thing. I don't know.
Okay.
There's a lot of avenues we can do this through. Obviously.
Well, we can experiment over the course of time.
Yeah. So the one thing that'll be constant though is we're gonna be giving away, you know, a book or something. We'll tell you what it is tonight. Actually, I'll just announce what it is tonight right now.
Cool.
Sometime tonight when we say we're gonna be giving away two books, and these are by our very own Kenneth Biddle.
Oh
okay?
Yeah.
The one I'm gonna give away two of them. Because they're two really cool books. One is called Ghost Stories, Our Gettysburg Experience, okay, by Biddle and Fedor. I think that's Mike. I might
yes,
be wrong.
I think so.
And then the other one's Orbs Are Dust by Kenny Biddle. Good friend of ours,
very
really sharp guy.
Highly acclaimed book.
Yeah, this book is, and these are self-produced too, which is what I love the most about them. Kenny and his group put these books together on their own.
Yep.
They have no public. I mean, it's self-published completely, and I have two of them. I'm holding them right now as we speak. Two brand new books that Kenny sent over to us, and we're going to be giving these away tonight. Sometime tonight, we're gonna poke that out to you guys, and whoever calls in first, we'll get these two books. Postage is on us, by the way, too. How nice are we? So that's a big thing we're going to be doing tonight, also. I do want to mention this. I think this needs to be mentioned also. We mentioned last week that we were sick.
Oh, were we ever.
And I don't want... We're not going to make a big thing out of this, okay?
No.
But I've been keeping up... Well, it's not really keeping up, but I've been receiving the phone calls and getting the emails on.
Did you happen to call the
yes,
health
I did.
Department?
Okay. Yes, I did.
And you took the 5-10 minute survey thing?
Yeah, I talked to Sandy, who's a really nice lady over there.
Yeah.
And she was really cool. We talked and whatnot. And the rest of our contingent will be calling Amber and Tom. We're going to be calling next week to do their thing, too. Now... The one thing I want to make clear, this is just from, you know, where I'm sure you're going to share my opinion too, Doug. But this is just because the wise old owl sitting on the branch. This is my observation. Okay?
Yeah.
There's been, like I said, I don't want to turn this into a war. And I'm only mentioning this because I have approval. I would never do this unless I talked to the people from the LGHS personally and said, can we mention this? And they said, yeah. Please mention this, okay? Because I don't want to turn this thing into a big war. I don't want to turn this into... We know it's a drama-free zone here. Like, you know, we can
exactly,
say, right?
Exactly.
But some things need to be said, unfortunately. And what's going to be said here is that when you contract out to
a vendor,
yeah. Okay, you're paying them.
Yes.
That's usually how it works in America. Unless
yes.
you work with Ghostly Talk where you barter a lot of stuff, right? We trade services. We're not really big into the whole money thing because we don't have any. So,
right.
So we have to use something else.
Right.
But generally, it's, you know, by means of monetary sums where you you pay them. And one of the, you know, they, you know, you're paying for a facility, right, that, you know, thing. I mean, okay, 100 years ago it may have been an issue, but nowadays it's an assumption that the facility will be kept up, will be cleaned, you know, will have all the things you need that they either promise you or you agree upon, like coffee or whatever it may be. When you go to these conferences, for example.
Right.
Okay, we'll provide coffee and donuts or whatever, right?
It's just like renting a hall for your graduation party.
Yeah,
or
anything like that.
You know, renting some space and getting some space for any function, a wedding, a reception, just anything.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. The hall is responsible for this, that, the other thing.
Mm-hmm, And one of the assumptions, like I said before, 100 years ago it may have been an issue.
Right.
Okay. But one of the assumed implied things is that when you go to a place, you know, and in regards, and it's obvious what this is in regards to, we're talking about, you know, the Executive West in Louisville.
Oh.
And the whole drama that's been drawn. Unfortunately, I knew this was going to happen with certain people.
Right.
You know, and I can understand how, you know, opinions, I'm all about them, right? But my observation on this is that when an establishment, you know, puts out there that, hey, we do functions, right?
Mm-hmm.
One of the implied things is that it's going to be a clean environment where you're not going to have allergens in the air or anything like that. We didn't really get into this last week. We just said, hey, look, we got sick too.
Right.
But just, I think it's important to just state the facts that this is on the Executive West. And if you got a problem with that, sue me. I don't really care.
Absolutely, 100% on the Executive West.
When you pay somebody,
I don't blame LGHS at all.
No,
I mean,
it's
not
their fault.
They walked into the property. They saw that the property had space. It had, you know, obviously some kind of coordinator willing to work with them.
Yeah,
and they probably worked out a deal in a package so that they could, you know, put their function on and have a great time.
And we did have a great time.
Yeah,
everything was great.
Really, they worked their end. Who didn't work their end is the Executive West because they obviously, you know,
well, we can't make any
something wrong.
You know,
I know. I
it's all being investigated right now as we speak. So I don't want to point the finger at anybody. Okay. All I'm going to say is that for the chatter that's going on out there, you have to take the facts into consideration that when a place is rented for a function, one of the assumed things is that it's going to be a clean environment, that you're not going to have risks of any type of sickness or illness or anything like that, which it seems to have happened. I mean, I'll tell you straight up, we're being told that none of the construction crew is sick, none of the employees are sick, nobody else is sick except for the people that were at the conference.
Ha!
Okay, that's what we're being told.
Yeah,
I'm just saying what I'm being told.
I don't believe
it.
Yeah,
I don't believe it either, but this is what we're being told, okay?
Right.
But I just
that
think
is
it
the
should
official
be,
word.
Yeah, and I just think this should be taken into consideration that there are people pointing the fingers at the LGHS on this, and I think that's really wrong to do. Because it's not, they paid a place to provide a facility for them.
Right.
And the assumption is that it's going to be a clean facility.
Right.
That it's going to be taken care of. I've heard details. I'm not going to get into them because it's not my gig. But I'm, you know, I'm standing up for my friend. No, I'm just stating the facts.
Right. I don't blame LGHS at all.
Yeah.
It's not one bit.
They're my friends. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
They're a great bunch of people.
They are
a classy bunch of people.
I can't think
of another group that has treated us better than the LGHS.
Right.
Every year, we go down to Louisville a few times a year, as a matter of fact, and there's always a place for us to stay. There's always they take care of everything for us. They're the nicest people around, right? But I think the facts speak for themselves. If I rent an establishment, right?
Right.
And I went in there, like we were just saying, like for a party or something like that. And then we leave there, and then a week later, 20 people out of the, you know, 50 that were there or whatever all come up sick. I'm going to be asking questions.
Yeah.
Right?
On the place.
And that's a good thing to do. People are asking questions. That's a great thing to do. But don't point fingers until you have the facts, right? And I'm just trying to display or show the facts from what I can see. Just kind of, you know, in business and things like that, the basic assumptions, you know. Like I said, 100 years ago, industrial era, all this crazy stuff. Yeah, that's the reason unions were developed and all these things to handle these things, at least in the, you know, from an employment standpoint, right? But it's assumed. If you go to a restaurant, right, I mean, that's one of the things that, you know, you assume is going to be taken care of. You're putting your trust into that restaurant.
Right.
To provide food for you that is toxin-free, poison-free, dirt-free, bug-free, whatever it may be, right? You're paying them because they have the expertise that you don't have. And that's what I assumed the Executive West had. Okay, and that's just my personal opinion. It isn't written in blood, and I'm sure I'm going to take crap for this from somebody. Fine, whatever, you know. But I think the facts should just be laid out there. at least from our point, at least on our show. Whoever else wants to talk about it, that's fine. But I think, you know, am I making sense, Doug? I mean,
oh, it makes complete sense.
Because I didn't tell you about this. I wasn't mentioning this before the show.
No, but Bonnie and I had talked about it. Was it yesterday or the day before?
We should mention Bonnie isn't here.
Oh, that's true. Bonnie is not in today.
I got a text that said, I smashed my hand. I'm going to the doctor's. Go away. And I'm like, follow me. So, but that, yeah, Bonnie will be with us next week. Amber's here, though, and she hasn't said a word yet because she's watching the chat room for us.
Yes, she's in the chat
Say room. Say hi, Amber.
Hi.
There you go. There's Amber. Yeah. There's proof that we have somebody in the seat. But that's the facts. I think that should be just thought through a little bit. Just think it through. You know, I mean, I'm not saying no one's dumb or they're being dramatic or anything like that. Just think about it for a few minutes, right? And I think you might come to the same conclusion that I've come to, right? I'm not holding the LGHS in any way responsible for this. I won't do that.
No, me either.
And, you know, quite frankly, I feel better now.
Well, I do, too.
Thank God they're a neti pot. Oh, my God. What a suggestion that was.
Oh, my gosh.
We got a pimp neti pot. Oh, my God. They rule, man.
I'm telling you, that thing is it's one of the most incredible inventions ever.
I don't want to do a TMI, but my process now is really cool. I do it in the shower.
Oh, that's actually really cool. I like that idea.
Okay, for the people that are listening, you don't know what a neti pot is. Neti pot is this.
It looks like a little genie lamp.
Yeah, it looks like a little genie lamp. Yeah. Boy, does it grant wishes, too. Because this thing, when you have allergies like I do and Doug does and stuff like that, warm water, the little packet they give you, and, you know, it's kind of hard to do at first. You got to, like, dump. Oh. You got to, like, tilt your head and dump this thing.
Up in one nostril of your nose, and God. It comes out the other. It's the grossest thing.
And it's
ever.
Tough to do. But
and it feels like you're drowning when you're doing it. But
yeah,
when you're done, you go,
oh, my goodness, I've been sleeping so good.
Oh, man, I'm telling you.
So, so we feel better.
Yeah.
You know, we had some help. You know, yeah. $15 over at the drugstore. You know, yeah, we had some help. But, yeah, just think that through. Okay, I don't want to go on, you know, dwell on it anymore. But I wanted to make it a point just to mention that. Just think the facts through here for a second. You know,
right.
You know, with Satan's website, I know it just stuff flies. You know,
yeah.
And I don't take part in that. I know you don't take part in that either.
But, I haven't been on there in a couple days.
You know, but I just think people should think things through a little bit more before I'm not going to point fingers either. The investigation's going on as we speak.
Well, that's the one thing that I am very pro, and I've even put bulletins up. The last thing I did, I think, was put a bulletin up. It's like, call the health department in Louisville.
Yeah.
Because the more information the health department has, the better they can investigate that place.
And even if you weren't sick,
and see
also,
what happened. Yeah.
Sandy mentioned that to me. Yeah. I don't know if she mentioned that to you.
Whether you did get sick or not, but I've only heard of three people who didn't.
Well,
so,
she said if you know of anybody who didn't get sick, please, please have them call.
I know
too.
People who didn't stay at the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
That got sick.
Okay.
Because they were at the hotel, obviously, for mm-hmm. the during the day.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they would go, you know, at night and sleep at a different hotel and then go back to the...
Yeah.
I know people who live in Louisville who would go to the hotel...
And then go home.
Get sick and then go home. Yeah. And so they got contaminated or whatever, though they slept at home.
Yeah. So, yeah, just take the facts into consideration. I think it's really important to do before judgment is passed on anybody here.
Yeah.
This is very, very serious, obviously, and I think fairness should come into play here with all the facts. So
mm-hmm.
think that over, guys. Take it any way you want. If you think I'm a jerk for saying it, fine, whatever. I don't care. I mean, I just think it's very important that it should be said. Okay, I'm done. So how was Thanksgiving, Doug?
Thanksgiving was phenomenal.
Yeah.
It was a non-traditional Thanksgiving dinner, in that we had things like, it's not baklava, what is it, the tiramisu.
Amber just lit up.
It was homemade tiramisu. It was, two pans of it. It was phenomenal. And we had, I mean, it just was so interesting. I wish I had made rutabaga. Because one traditional thing that we have is rutabaga every single year for, like, as far as I can remember. But they don't evidently have that. And, I mean, even though I don't necessarily like rutabaga, I will eat it once a year for Thanksgiving because it's tradition, you know. And I wish I'd made some. And because they had, like, sweet potatoes instead,
mm-hmm.
or yams or whatever they are. And so we had that instead, which was just a slight variation of tradition. And then... we had, is it pronounced poussin?
Poussin.
Poussin?
I thought it was poussin.
It's French fries with
You had some poussin?
Gravy.
You had some poussin?
Poutine Poussa? I don't know.
Poutine? Good weekend.
It's P-O-U-T-I-N. And, or
I love the Poussa.
Something like that. And it's got, it's essentially French fries with gravy on it and then cheese.
Oh, you mentioned that before. Oh, my God. Okay.
I know, artery clogging for days.
That's all I can think of. It may taste great, but you just your heart's just like, no more.
And that's obviously not traditional Thanksgiving food, but mm-hmm. they did have a turkey. Fantastic job. Amanda did a wonderful job on the turkey and the stuffing. Mm-hmm. But pretty much that's where it ended with traditional foods. I made a coconut. Well, my friend Craig and I made, and you all know Craig.
Yeah, we all know Craig.
We made a coconut cake, and we made a spice cake with cream cheese frosting. So
we should have went.
Now I'm going to take hits for this. Thanks, Doug. You start going through the menu, and now it's all
there was literally tons of food, and then of course out came this gigantic bottle of wine. I mean, it stood like that tall, and I'm like holding my hand like 3 feet off the ground. It was like this humongous bottle of wine, and Amy had been saving it for a special occasion. Mm. And after years and years and years, like she's been saving this for literally years and years and years, she deemed this a special enough occasion to break it open. And so there were people out on the back porch just like having wine sitting there in the beautiful. It was beautiful weather, and I mean it was just. Amazing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I have to say, I can dig Canadian Thanksgiving. I'm thankful that Canada is there, I guess. I don't know what whatever they're thankful for. I know they're not thankful for the pilgrims. Maybe they're thankful for the Vikings or whatever. I don't know. But whatever they're thankful for, I'm thankful too, because it worked out really, really well.
Well, speaking of special occasions also, another thing that needs to be mentioned here before we go to break, I'm bringing Carly Rose on. Next weekend, we're going to be broadcasting live.
That's true.
I think this is the first time we'll ever... I think we've done we've done a couple things, but we've never dedicated a whole show...
Right.
To a live, remote broadcast. And we're going to be doing a remote broadcast next weekend from the Michigan Paranormal Conference in beautiful Garden City being put on by the Michigan Ghost Watchers.
Very nice.
Looking forward to that.
Is that, a Sunday night?
No, it's going to be Sunday night, yeah. We're going to be doing Sunday night.
Awesome.
I told you about this.
Well, I know.
Oh, my God. We'll talk about it. It's going to be the same time, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Yeah. Yeah. Sip on your Pepsi. There you go.
Got it. Brain food.
Next weekend, it's the usual time, but we're going to be broadcasting from, now my brain totally stops on me.
Garden City.
Well, Garden City, the Garden City Historical Museum, where the conference is being held at.
Very nice.
If you haven't got your tickets yet, you should check into that. You can go to ghostwatchers.org.
Yeah.
For all the information on the Michigan Paranormal Conference 2008.
Cindy, it's fantastic. If anybody has, if you've got nothing going on, if you've got something going on and want something better, whatever, Michigan, if you're in Michigan or Ohio or northern Indiana, or if you're within a few hours' drive, I'm telling you, the Michigan Ghost Watchers are
good
a phenomenal group.
Been around a very long time.
We adore Cindy Blake. Yeah. Just incredible.
She's been a friend of the show since the beginning.
I know, and we don't get to see her often enough.
No,
but,
we don't.
I mean, there's those rare... It's so weird because we'll be wandering around some convention somewhere. I think it was Gettysburg.
Yeah,
something. And
there's Cindy.
And there's...
Hey!
Hey, guys. Oh, my gosh, Cindy.
Well, it's ironic. I always say that, you know, we see... more of our ghost hunting comrades that live out of state than actually here.
Yes, we do.
You know?
Yes.
But next weekend, though, for this show, it's going to be what, Doug, you have referred to in the past as a parade of guests. The way we're going to be doing
excellent.
This is we're going to be doing every half an hour, we're going to be having one of the speakers from the conference coming out to hang out.
Well, you know what? And plus, this would give people a chance to actually see us do a show.
Yeah.
So if you are within, you know, a couple of hours, I'd say, yeah, head on out to the Michigan Ghost Watcher Conference in Garden City. It's in the Detroit metro area.
Mm-hmm.
Garden City is in the Detroit metro area. And you can watch us do the show.
Yep. We're going to be talking to just a whole
list
of people.
We make faces at each other.
Well, I think we're going to be on better behavior than we are normally in the studio.
Oh, we're not going to be in our boxers?
Oh. Yeah, it's going to be hard to do this show like in regular clothes. Like,
I know.
Regular,
it's going to be really difficult.
Like wearing regular clothes as opposed to T-shirts and shorts and stuff like that that we're used to doing. But, yeah, it's going to be just a whole just parade next weekend. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be talking about Chris Bailey again, our you know, our dear friend.
Oh, I can't wait.
Brimstone.
Absolutely can't wait.
Bishop Greg Haggard's just the list is on the website already. If you go to ghostlytalk.com or upcoming guests, it's all on there, the whole live from there next weekend. It should be really, really cool. So that's going to be next weekend. Actually, at the end of the month, too. Now, I have to get the details hammered out with Troy on this. I have an approximate time. I haven't put anything up on the website just yet. I'm going to do it here as soon as possible, like hopefully tomorrow or Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Because what we're going to be doing at Spookapalooza, which is the next thing I wanted to mention.
I love Spookapalooza.
This is our first time going. My first time going. Well, you've been there before.
No, I was to Dead of Winter.
Dead of Winter.
I wasn't to the Halloween event.
We were in Chicago last year.
Yeah, Bonnie and Tom, I think, went to...
Yeah.
Was it Bonnie and Tom?
Yep.
Yeah, you guys flew the flag for us down there while we were in Chicago.
But it wasn't called Spookapalooza, I think it was... He changes the name every year, and it was something else, like...
I forgot what it was.
That was Weird Winter.
No,
it wasn't
Winter.
Winter
was February or March.
Yeah.
It was...
Oh, you're talking about Halloween.
Yeah.
Halloween Spooktacular.
Spooktacular last year. Yeah. This year it's Spookapalooza.
We're going to be... What's going to be going on is... this is a one-night event.
Yes.
On Halloween. We're going to be in Decatur, Illinois on Halloween. And what's going to be happening is we're going to be... there's going to be some opening notes in the schedule. The schedule's on the website. If you go to prairieghost.com.
Are we going to broadcast live on Halloween?
We're going to broadcast. What we're going to be doing, actually, is we're going to probably do some broadcasting and stuff like that. I'm going to get all the times and stuff up on the website for you guys to check it out.
Okay.
Some live.
Because we could check in with our affiliates.
Well, yeah. But
and tell them.
Yeah, and that's what I want to get. I got to get this worked out.
If
I get with these people and let them know what's going on and stuff like that. But what's going to be happening is Troy does his presentations and stuff like that, they're going to be actually having a seance there. They're going to be doing it, and it's going to be what they refer to as a Houdini seance.
Well, you know what's interesting? The Houdini seances were that's a series of things that happened for years and years and years after Houdini passed away, and they were you know, sponsored or thrown by his wife.
Yep.
And but you know what? People have continued this, and it used to happen on Halloween night, I believe, and it was a regular thing. Well, people have continued the tradition.
Yep.
So who knows? Maybe we'll hear from him, or maybe we'll hear from other spirits.
Well, we're gonna be miking everything up the best we can for this.
I love it.
We're gonna be pulling no stops that weekend. And we're going to be broadcasting. We have
it
here for now.
Yeah.
So what we're going to be doing is broadcasting this thing live. We're going to be doing this seance live over the airwaves. Ken Berg is going to be the head guy. He's going to be guiding the whole thing.
This is awesome. You guys, Ken Berg, his website is Psychic Ken. It's Psychic Ken.
Psy Chicken.
So it looks like Psy Chicken.
Psy Chicken. Yep.
Psychic Ken. And I think it's .com.
Yep.
And go there. Check out Ken.
Ken's the man. We've had him on the show before.
He's
really cool.
Yeah, he's been on the show. He's from Chicago. And that's going to be amazing. I'm really happy about that.
It's in the can. We just have to get a couple details hammered out. But we're going to be broadcasting live Halloween night at the Spookapalooza 2008 in beautiful Decatur, Illinois at the Haunted Lincoln Theater with Troy Taylor.
I think
really
it would
cool.
be fun. We need to tell... So let's get the timing down and everything.
Yeah, we got to get all that hammered out.
And let's let our affiliates know so that people on the internet who, you know, because by that time it's dark out, the kids are already back in.
Yeah.
People are like, you know, the kids are like wired on candy and the parents want to get away.
Right.
Yeah. So, or maybe they want to enjoy candy, I don't know, but they can, you know, turn on their radios if you're in certain markets
however you listen to this show.
Flip on your,
or if you just don't care, or you just want to listen to the archive, it'll be archived.
Well, that's true.
But live. It's going to be pretty cool.
I mean, what if a message comes through for somebody?
We're breaking some new ground this month. It's going to be interesting. Yeah,
Ken might be like, you know, here's a message, and it could be somebody listening.
Well, yeah, and we're going to mic things up the best we can. So hopefully, you know, you never know what we might hear. You know, I mean, I'm not trying to be like, ooh, Halloween, it's dramatic, we're going to hear ghosts. But, I mean, hey, you never know, right?
All I know is the Lincoln Theater is haunted.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's a really interesting
place. Could pick up EVP on that.
We never know. But, yeah, that's kind of the update on what's happening here. We'll keep you posted.
I want the wireless mic. I want to roam around.
Yeah, we'll have that, too. We're going to have everything. We're going to be rocking everything. Yeah. We got to go to break, though. We're going to be talking to Carly Rose in a few minutes. Really interesting conversation coming up. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
And I'm Doug.
I'm Amber.
Ghostly Talk.
Listen to Darker Side of the Moon Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit our website at darkersideradio.com.
From horror movies to the paranormal, we cover it all.
It's a spooky, weird, and zany kind of show.
With your hosts,
Laura Moon
and Becky Ray.
Don't miss it.
Beacons of Tomorrow presents Deconstructing Fireflies, a post-apocalyptic short story by the Ghostman and Demon Hunter shows Nathan Schoonover and Christy Peterson. Bees are real, birds are not. Deer heads rot on rooftops under the blazing sun. Chickens explode, and one stricken little boy searches in unlikely places for the souls of the mechanical animals his father creates. This unsettling tale is now available in the speculative fiction anthology Beacons of Tomorrow, Second Collection. Buy your copy at TyrannosaurusPress.com, Amazon.com, Tower.com, and most online book retailers now. Beacons of Tomorrow, Second Collection. It's a vision of the future so grotesque, you won't be able to look away.
Hey Tobin, what do you get when four guys with absolutely no video experience whatsoever decide to produce their own online paranormal TV show?
I don't know. What? Oh wait, I do know. Ghost Diaries, right?
That's right.
You can check us out and get involved at www.questresearch.net. And the good thing about being new is that you will only get better.
Don't be caught bored waiting for something to go bump in the night. Listen to the Paranormal Broadcast System with Brad, Brandon, Todd, and Paul.
Well, hello, Mr. Phantom Man.
Listen to some great interviews with some amazing guests that run the gamut from ghost hunting groups across the country to paranormal personalities in the media. First, let's be serious for a moment. Then let's have some fun! We've got it all covered. Tune in and listen to intriguing interviews with our hosts from L.A. Spirits and the Louisiana Spectral Research Center. Then kick back and listen to us try to be funny with some crazy Cajun. And some other guys, too. This is no kid show, folks. It's the Paranormal Broadcast System. Listen to us poke fun at ourselves. It's funnier that way. You can find us at www.laghosts.com. That's www.laghosts.com. You're listening to Ghostly Talk with your hosts, Doug, Scott L., and Bonnie.
In 2006, Carly Rose began receiving numerous complaints about being up late at night and having loud conversations that would keep others awake in the household. This perplexed her, and being a little annoyed about catching the blame for this, she set out recording herself during bedtime to prove that there were no strange late-night conversations taking place. To her utter shock and amazement, that is when she ended up discovering her unique gift for independent direct voice communication. The website is Direct Voice Communication, all one word, no spaces, directvoicecommunication.com, and we would like to welcome Carly Rose to Ghostly Talk. Welcome, Carly.
Thank you. Hi, guys. How are you?
It's awesome. We're doing pretty good now.
Oh, yes. This is the good stuff.
It's always nice when the guest comes on nice and smooth. There's no issues. Yeah, we're doing great now.
And probably. I didn't trip over it too much.
Yeah, We're getting better.
Thank you.
We're getting better. It's coming together.
But Carly, what we talked about, that's really, really interesting. So you were keeping people up awake at night without even knowing it. I mean, that's got to be perplexing, and then you discovered something. And then you discovered something about yourself.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a shock. I mean, I at a young age had always sort of seen and heard spirits physically, you know, in what's known as a physical medium. Mm-hmm. But being told that I'm up late at night by roommates, you know, having conversations with other people and, having those conversations on audio equipment was a little bit of a shock to me. You know, sort of thinking you're seeing things and hearing things is one thing and having the proof to back it up is another, you know, and to be honest, I was a little bit depressed about it. Just because, you know, it was a bit shocking at first.
Well, you know what? I think about this because I've actually tried recording myself at night also, right? Just because I thought it might be interesting to do this. And I actually don't ever want to hear myself sleeping ever again, Carly.
I know what you mean. I mean, what happened was is... you know, at the time I was living with three roommates and they were, you know, sort of one day I woke up and one of them was like, you know, it's not fair and we have to get up for work early in the morning and you're up talking on the phone. He assumed I was sort of talking on the phone. And, you know, I just kind of, the first time I kind of just blew it off like, yeah, right. You know, I just thought he was dreaming, you know. And then a couple of days later, one of my other roommates said something kind of similar and, I got a little bit annoyed about catching the blame for it.
Yeah.
And so I just figured I would just turn on my recorder when I went to bed and, you know, and hit record. And when I woke up is, you know, when I caught my voice speaking to spirit voices and them answering me back and me asking them questions and vice versa and them actually talking to each other. And it wasn't just that, it was the subject matter. It was interesting, to say the least. I think I stayed in bed for 3 days after that. You know, I was just kind of put the covers over my head and thought, no.
you heard on my recording was just...
I was going to say, though, you know, at the end of the conversation, you heard me snoring. I didn't know I snored either.
You learned a lot about yourself.
My girlfriend's actually in the studio right now. I snore, don't I, Amber?
Yes.
Hi, Amber.
Hello.
Now, I really want to get this out, though. Independent direct voice communication. I mean, that's a mouthful.
It is a mouthful. I kind of condensed it down to IDVC. People get a little confused because, you know, the reason I call it independent direct voice communication is when you say voice communication, most people tend to assume that because you're a medium that you're trancing or you're channeling. I'm not channeling. I'm trancing. Yes, I'm in an altered state of consciousness. But to me, I just think I'm going to bed. Now, I just want to point out that this doesn't happen necessarily just when I think I'm going to bed either. I mean, you know, growing up, it was kind of like, I mean, the way I describe my life growing up, it's kind of like the movie The Sixth Sense, the little boy in The Sixth Sense.
Yeah.
And I was kind of used to, you know, seeing spirits, hearing spirits, but kind of, you know, as I was, when I was a small child, used to not really take it very seriously, didn't really think much of it because you don't really know what it is that's going on. And then when I grew into a teenager, became more nervous of it, you know, a little bit frightened of it. And, you know, it is very different. It's an altered state of consciousness, definitely, but I want to make it clear that I'm not actually sleeping. I mean, yeah, I step into bed, but it's not channeling. I just put myself in a relaxed state, which, you know, of course, is that altered state of consciousness. And, you know, that's when I find myself on these recordings speaking to spirits. But in the morning, I mean, when I press play, I only really remember probably about 30 to 50% of the conversation. And if I didn't hit record, then, you know, sometimes I would just put it down to a dream. And, you know, looking back at my life and different things people have said to me, and even my mother said to me, you know, even when you're a small child, I used to wake up going, because I hear you talking, you'd be up and awake. But I didn't remember being up and awake. And so I think this has been going on for many, many years, and it was kind of a fluke that I just, you know, caught myself actually doing it.
Go ahead, Doug.
Do the spirits that you come, like, do you remember them, or do you get repeat ones?
Like I said, sometimes I remember about 30%. It depends on the spirits. I think it depends on me. I think it depends on how tired I am. I have some recordings where I'm like, go away, come back tomorrow, I'm too tired. You know, it depends a lot on them. You know, how you get, it's like all personalities, some are stronger than others. They're a real strong personality that will refuse to kind of leave me alone and bug me until I have a conversation with them, then I'll remember it more. But if I kind of, you know, if it was something short like, hi, Carly, wake up, and me saying, no, go away, I may not remember it if I'm recording, because to me it might just seem like a dream.
Well, and that's interesting because it is like going, you know, like, because if you go to any average, if you go out to dinner, let's say, with some friends, and then somebody might say, oh, did you see that person sitting at the bar? Either what a mess or what a classy lady or, you know, whatever. Someone will remember, you know, some people in the room and other people will remember other people in the room, whoever strikes them as interesting or different. So it's kind of the same thing that the spirits come to you and you talk with them, and some of them some are going to be interesting.
Exactly, and it does. It seems to depend on also the subject matter. You know, I mean, I don't really want to get dark and gloomy about things, but, you know, it's not always roses and peaches. And when things, you know, when listening back onto a recorder, it seems to me that when things are frightening me, which I'm human, you know, and I get nervous at times.
Mm-hmm.
When things are, you know, not that in the norm, let's say, I tend to not remember those the most.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to remember the most normal conversations with the less frightening type of situations.
Well, yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah, that is good.
Which is great.
I'm just thinking about, you know, this particular situation that, you know, well, what you're doing. I know, and I hate to put Amber on the spot again, but we've had these conversations. This is just me. I mean, I don't know if I'm talking to anybody. I could just be having some tripped out dream like I usually am. But haven't you said, Amber, like, you know, there's been times where you've, like, well, we'll wake up and she'll be like, dude, you said some really weird stuff last night. What's wrong with you? And you've said, we've had these things. How about a situation? Can you remember one?
I can't remember directly what you said, but you'll start talking, and you always seem to start out with, like, a laugh. You're like, so then I'll, like, sit up, and I know I'm ready for a show. I'm going to hear what you're going to have to say. And then you'll spout some kind of incoherent nonsense and then just fall asleep. It's usually only, like, it's rare, but it's maybe, like, every 2 weeks you say something, and then you just go back to sleep.
Okay, all right. Well,
that's interesting, because talking in your sleep is, obviously, it happens to people who aren't talking to spirits. Like, yeah, that could be part of your dream, right?
Very well could be.
Right. And, like, again, I want to say, I'm not actually sleeping. I mean, to me, right. I'm saying, okay, I'm going to bed now, and I'm turning off my light and the TV, but it's not actually a sleep state.
Oh,
I mean, I'm walking around, I live by myself now, surprise.
I don't blame you.
I'm walking around, my eyes are open, I look like I'm awake, and I even have on recordings where roommates have come in and they've, you know, said to me, oh, I'm going to the bank or I'm going to the store, do you need anything? And I'm like, no, meet so-and-so. And I'm like trying to introduce them.
Uh-huh.
I know it sounds bizarre, but anyone that hears the recordings that knows about what spirit voices sound like will understand that they're spirit voices. You know, it's not me channeling, it's not me, you know, putting on a male's voice or different female's voice. They're spirit voices. And if you have researched and you know about EVPs, which is a completely different thing,
yeah. But
in reference to this, the voices are very much the same. They're either very robotic and mechanical or much more ambient in tone. Same kind of voices.
Well, yeah, I want to hear one that, because you put some on your website. Your website is directvoicecommunication.com.
And she's got a whole bunch of samples up.
Where direct voice communication
is. I want to make this very clear, though. This isn't a sleep state you're in, then. See, example I was referring to, I was out like a light.
She's an altered state of consciousness, so she's just very, very deeply relaxed, but she's still able to move around and have her eyes open.
I'm walking around.
Just very, very relaxed.
Okay.
And that's an altered state of consciousness.
Yeah. Well, on your website, directvoicecommunication.com, there is what you refer to as a IDVC gallery. And we're on there right now as we speak, and the listeners out there, you can go check this out with us if you want. I want to check out some of these clips. And I've listened to them one time myself. I've already listened to them, so whatever. Mm-hmm. Okay, usually we're like, oh, we've never listened to these before, ever.
Right.
Ooh, right? But no, I mean, I've listened to these one time myself when I was checking things out. But we have them here. So basically what we'll do, and you're going to be able to hear these too, Carly, we'll just go down the list.
Right.
I mean, we'll start with number one. And how about we do this? We'll play it. We're not going to say a word about it. We're just going to play it. And then we can talk a little bit about it afterwards. Is that cool with you?
Sure.
All right. Let's try this first one here. Here we go.
All right,
I'm going to play it one more. Whoop.
we're started playing it really quick.
I want to play it one more time. So I was just getting. I want to get it a little bit louder. Here we go.
All right, I'm
going to. That's really interesting because you know what?
Yeah.
I mean, I heard it, and it does sound like an EVP. It sounds like a whispering kind of EVP. But in your altered state of consciousness, you hear this with your ears.
Oh, I'm seeing them, too. I'm seeing them as well.
And you see them. So
I mean, in that particular IDVC, it's kind of funny to me because I woke up in the morning and I hit play on my recorder and I also had my camera next to me and I guess I just tells you what kind of personality I have. I'm always looking out for everything. And, you know, the whole time I'm like, let me take your pick. And I said to him, come on, let's take pics. And that was just, all the clips in the gallery are just short of hour-long conversations. I mean, some of them are like 3-4 hour long.
Uh-huh.
But that particular clip, you know, I was trying to take pictures of him on my camera because I'm all about scientifically proven, you know. And, you know, it's funny because straight off that I say, all right, you know, let me take a pic. And then he says, come on, boys, let's take some pics. And he was with two other male entities.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, you know, he said, come on, boys, let me take a pic. But they were messing around. They were being very kind of childish and boyish.
Uh-huh.
And I was, you know, got a little bit annoyed with them and said, you know, all right, let's take some pics. And in the morning, you know, I didn't really have anything on my camera, like, physically that you could see. But what's interesting is that straight after that clip, he turns around and he says, I like my shadow.
Wow.
You know, yeah, he says, I like my shadow. It's just true. I mean, they do kind of have a personality. They do have a sense of humor. And, you know, part of the reason for me talking about, you know, what's going on with me and IDVC is to kind of, you know, let people know that, you know, just because you die doesn't mean that you lose the kind of personality that you have here on Earth. I mean, you don't lose your soul. You remain the same as far as personalities go. Mm. If you're nice, you're nice. If you're not, you're not.
Yeah, we've heard that before. People have said that before. You know, that you retain that part of personality.
True.
Okay, well,
it's absolutely true.
Let's move on.
So, you know, when he says, I like my shadow, I found that pretty humorous.
This is interesting because it means he like. You know, maybe he saw something in a picture that he really liked. He's like, oh, I like the shadow there.
All right, well, let's move on.
Maybe he was being sarcastic. I don't have all the answers. I don't know, but I do know this. They are exactly, you know, you meet people every day. We all have different personalities. They're exactly the same. You know, when you die, you don't become some angelic being that, you know, is all love and peace. I mean, you know, you're the same person.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay, let's move on to another one here. Let's do number 3 on the list here.
Okay.
I'm going to play this guy. Here we go. We'll just play it. We'll talk about it afterwards. Here we go. I did it again. Sorry.
I'll play it again.
Let's play it one more time.
Number 3 again. I like this one because it seems to be a spirit who just what we were talking about.
Insulting.
They've got a personality because this one
exactly, and you know this guy again. I had woken up with my camera next to me. You know, I sleep with my camera and my recorder next to me, and you know, I'm trying to take pictures of the guy, and she's telling me, you know, Carly, he's not the prettiest. I'm not actually sure. If she's telling me he's not the prettiest because she's jealous and she wants me to take pictures of her, or because he's really not the prettiest, I'm not 100%
But she definitely has a personality, and it's kind of catty and fun, and it comes through in her voice and what she says. It's amazing. I found that to be amazing.
I want to play that one more time. Let's do it one more time just for fun. Here we go.
Okay.
What I find interesting also, and we've talked about this, and I think it may have been mentioned already, too, is that there's a reverberation on the voice, too.
Right.
On this one.
Like it is in the room.
Like it is in the room. Like you can hear the echo in the room along with
it. So it's not like it's...
Oh, I'm looking. I remember her, actually. Her name is Charmaine. I remember her.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
She was kind of hiding behind... She was a little bit nervous to actually talk to me because there was a male entity that was in the room while her and I were having a conversation that she seemed to be a little bit nervous of for whatever reason.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she has a fantastic personality. I'd love to hear more from her. You have long ones, too.
Like, yeah, there's a longer one here. Yeah.
I like this long one. The next one is number four.
Yeah.
And that actually goes
it's
on.
A bit more dialogue.
It's got more spirits in it, too. So I want to hear about you were having a party in your room.
I really was. Sometimes I wake up, I'm like, oh, my God, there's like 10 people in my pajamas.
Someone
I used
passed?
To sleep naked before all this.
So. I don't know. We know what you're getting for Christmas. You're getting house coats and all that kind of stuff now.
Listen, I have a recording when she says, oh, I think you're naked. Really?
So, yeah, let's go to number four because this is interesting because it's
right.
Multiple spirits.
Okay, here we go. It's number four. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, and those are like the last. Okay, well, let's play one more time. Let's just do it one more time.
Yeah.
It sounds like that last voice is a male voice.
Obviously
the first voice is me saying, don't please show it to me. And then, you know, you hear a guy say, I'm not shy, and blah, blah, blah. And then another male voice. There's two male voices.
I'm not shy.
My own voice.
It's amazing.
And I, again, was meant to, you know, coax one of them out to speak to me. And the other one's like, hey, forget about him. You know, talk to me. I'm not shy, you know. Again, like regular people, you know, you've got your shy people and you've got your people that just want to kind of kick back and watch what's going on. And mm-hmm. It really is the same kind of deal, you know?
Yeah. Well, let's try number five while we're on a roll here. Let's check out number five on the list. Let's just play it.
See, go ahead. Do it one more time and then I want to comment on that. What's interesting about that is that's, in the list, Carly, is the spirit asked you a question.
Yeah.
Carly, can you help us?
Yeah.
I mean, or Carly, would you help us? That is, really is two-way communication. I mean, that's not, you know. Some EVP, one of the theories about EVP, which I know is a completely different thing, but it's that, well, it could be, you know, some wandering wavelengths or something being recorded, you know. But no, this was somebody addressing you by name, and it's very clear, Carly, would you help us? And I'm flabbergasted.
What was that, Carly?
Yeah, I mean, that's the funny thing. Most of them, you know, and like I said, this doesn't just happen when I go to bed. This is when I record, because in the daytime, to be in that sort of state of consciousness, I mean, I'm busy. I have a day job. I'm going to work. I live in New York City. I'm on the subway. You know, I'm not really tuning in or kind of going into that altered state. And if I do see something physically and hear it physically, I mean, it's very, very rare. And, you know, I would say maybe like once every 6 months. And I'm grateful for that. Trust me. But, you know, most of the time, it seems to me that they are addressing me by name, which I find very interesting. Not only are they addressing me by name, but, you know, I mean, you want to get into what types of spirits I'm dealing with. Most of the time they're asking me for help. And, you know, I'm not sure if I should even talk about this, but, you know, you're dealing with different types of spirits on different types of dimensions, and the types of spirits that I'm dealing with seem to be the lost and confused type.
Well,
yeah, and I'm not sure what that really says about me.
No.
I mean, I might...
It sounds like you're someone who they look up to or look to for help and can talk to.
Yeah.
You know, the half hour's over, I'm so depressed because
I mean, you know what I think it is? People say, well, why do they come to you for help? You know, why you?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's that I'm kind of, you know, say, oh, you have such a gift. I don't even look at it as a gift. I just think my eyes and ears kind of work differently, and the reason I say that is because, you know, I'm an animal lover, and you know, most of the time when I encounter these things physically that I remember, my pet, my dog or cat at the time, is reacting to the same thing that I'm reacting at.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And so I just think that I'm able to hear and see things a little bit differently. And I think that they just kind of, you know, it's like my energy is somehow, it's how showing up to them that I, you know, maybe a little bit clearer or brighter, that they are, you know, that they're somehow attracted to me.
Yeah.
And, you know, once they talk to me and they realize that I'm hearing them and I'm answering them back, it's like, you know, if you were dead, you know, and I don't even like saying dead because they're not dead, but if you're a spirit,
mm-hmm.
and you had something to say, or you were just wanted a chat, you know, or a conversation, who are you going to talk to? Are you going to talk to the person that you know that can't hear you or see you, or are you going to talk to the person that can? You're going to talk to the person that can.
Don't blame them.
I agree.
We're out of time, darn it. Yes, but your website, Carly, is directvoicecommunication.com, and people can go there and listen to those clips plus some others.
Yeah,
and read all about
get all
your,
yeah, for sure.
Your stuff. Oh, wow, fascinating.
Carly,
stuff.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Hang on the line.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
No, it's a pleasure was all ours. Stay on the line, though. Don't leave us just yet, okay? Hang tight for 1 second.
I'm not going to leave.
All right. Cool, because we're going to be back right after this. This is all independent music that we play on Ghostly Talk.
Yep.
And we're going to be right back with Karen Tate. We'll talk about the sacred feminine.
Yeah, we're going to get in touch with our feminine side here, or we're going to try to.
Good luck.
Well, Amber's going to try to.
Amber's going to help us.
All right, we'll be back after this.
For more info, visit ghostlytalk.com.